Right, hello everyone. Welcome back. This is, kind of a long time coming. I realize that. Not even sure. Can't even say the old titles. I've just kind of been having a lot of different changes of heart. I could say the state of startups was the old title of the podcast, or Prescription for Progress was my next one, but I actually took such a long break, everyone, because a lot's been changing in my life. I think I finally found a company that I'm going to stay at for good. Things are really exciting. I did actually talk about it in the last episode. So the company's Brightmark. And so I'm kind of rebranding this whole thing here. I want to keep it going, but I'm on a different mission now. So I actually just changed the podcast title again to The Path to Circularity. So, the reason again is because I kind of found my place. I felt like what I, a year ago and when I started this, mission, the idea was to kind of explore, is to kind of do a lot of divergent thinking, looking at what startups are hot, what technologies are going to take off. And because I was looking for work, and, if you're still in that phase, just keep at it. I think, I have 29 good episodes out there that, I hope I did a good job in helping, y'all kind of find something to chew on, something to, look into and research more. I always make sure to say at the end, reach out to the people, reach out to the founder and the, see if you can get in. But I've got to stay true to myself and what I'm wanting to do here. And so I need a podcast that reflects my current situation and where I'm going, my mission. So with Brightmark kind of being the company that I'm at, I don't want to share too many details about what we do, but a lot of the stuff is public. So there's a YouTube video featuring our company that I'm going to share later. But this is going to kind of just be a teaser episode. I'm not going to make this one super long. I just want to, if y'all have been kind of keeping up listening, and I know my last episode was like in October, so it's long overdue, but I had to kind of think really hard about what I wanted to do. And I'm on a different mission, and that's to getting to a circular economy. I think this company that I'm at has really shown such a bigger picture of the world and America, as our country just needs something different. We are in such crazy times, as you all know, with the COVID situation and such diversity of the red, left versus right. A lot of things are not going very well. So my company and as a whole, as a, kind of this new economic philosophy, is just really, really interesting to me. And this is going to be kind of a lifelong mission that I am on right now and for the foreseeable future. So, progress projects and all that exponential technology stuff that I used to, it's still very important to me. I still will continue to research things and if I find something, I'll throw it your way. I'll still continue to put any kind of influences that I come across, I want to share with you guys. But for now, like I said, this is going to be kind of a teaser episode. I just wanted to share with you all like where I'm at and what I'm doing. So I've kind of changed like the description of the podcast, the artwork, and I am going to share it on my Twitter as well. It's still connected to my Twitter, but let's kind of take a step back and what do we mean by a circular economy and why I think this is so important. So, I'll just share again, my company Brightmark, our mission is to reimagine waste. That's our mission. That's our motto. And specifically, yes, we are taking plastic waste out of the environment, out of landfills, and we are turning it into renewable fuels. a diesel fuel for BP specifically, which is that's our big customer, and then other plastics, and then wax substance. So to make a full circular kind of a transition for plastics, so that plastics are not just thrown away and into the landfills to kind of just sit there and rot. They, you know, so that is a specific technology and business that we are in. But a higher level, like economic philosophy, is where we're trying to go as well. So what does reimagining waste mean? And what does this mean for our country? Well, a world without waste is a very significant transition that we've not ever done before. You know, so why I think this is so fascinating is because I just think this is bigger than business. It's bigger than tech. It's just a chance to really, I think, make the most impact that I can, that we can. We are, you know, obviously a country of the highest GDP, the highest output, the highest production, but that also comes obviously at so much waste. And you know, our company stands for something truly big. And so what I want to do, hopefully each week, I'm not sure about the cadence of these episodes. It's going to be a little different. But I want to try to kind of find resources, find people talking about this, and sharing it with you all so that we can kind of go on this journey together, learn about this together, because this is something very new to me. I've never thought about doing something like this because it's easy to kind of get caught up in what's the newest trend, what's the newest tech breakthrough. And that's all important, yes, but I think something bigger is changing the way we do things. Changing the way we do things, you know, for the last 100 years, you know, the Industrial Revolution is just production, more and more and more. Well, that comes at a high cost. You know, what do we do with all this waste? And so each, you know, week or so, again, I'm going to try to dig into all sorts of stuff, you know, people talking about the circular economy. One of my biggest influences is the Ellen MacArthur Foundation out of the UK. I think they put out probably the most and the best content for this. You know, again, this is just relatively kind of unknown territory for me. I didn't think about this until very recently. So, right now, I don't have a lot to share with you. I have a couple YouTube videos and then something else on Twitter that I'll share. I still actually, I'm going to reference that Seeker YouTube channel that I get a lot of my source information from. They put out a video back in January, about a month ago, 3 weeks ago, yeah. Why overpopulation isn't the problem you think it is. So this is a really good video, just 5 minutes, 22-second video. So basically the whole gist of it is that a lot of people are concerned that, you know, by 2040, 2050, yes, the world population is going to grow, I think, to around 9 billion. But, you know, the point of the video is actually like the just – plain and simply, the most rich and the most powerful governments and countries and organizations are the biggest contributors to climate change. They use the most power, the most, you know, carbon, they emit the most CO2 in the atmosphere. And it's like, so here's the stat. In 2018, just North America and China were responsible for almost half of the world's CO2 emissions. You know, and it's in the next, the world's poorest half of the world, the global population growth is currently concentrated, produces only 10% of the world's CO2 emissions. So it's, that's such a breakthrough. Like, it's not what you think it is. Like, more people does not mean more climate change, like CO2 emissions. Oh, it's always really coming from the world's richest. And so that's one thing that I think about a lot too, is how do we, you know, wealth, some kind of wealth distribution, some kind of tax on the rich, corporate tax rate. We have to, like, I think we should increase that and give it to the people, some kind of UBI system. And then not only that, but funneling it back into cutting edge startups that really need it is something I think about a lot. So yeah, go ahead and watch that. I will definitely put that in the description. And then another YouTube video, which is from CNBC, talks about it features our company, Bob Powell, our CEO. Can chemical recycling solve the world's plastic problem? And that's what we do. Chemical recycling, it's a process called pyrolysis, basically breaking down the plastic material, heating it up, and then turning it into a fuel. It's kind of controversial. You can watch the video. It's about 13 minutes. It's really good. You know, it's CNBC, a nice professional, you know, production. So it's really easy to watch. It's good. It's very well done. So if you want to learn more about what we do, you know, this video is pretty good. Yeah, let's see. Oh, and one thing I just came across on Twitter today, you know, this crypto obviously is getting a lot of rage again, and it always is. You know, Bitcoin, I think, is one Bitcoin is like $30,000. It's you know, but I found a shocking statistic that I retweeted. So go ahead and look at my Twitter, and I'm going to post this article too. Bitcoin represents 50% of all the world's data center power consumption. It consumes 13 times the power of all nuclear plants, power plants in the world. This guy that tweeted this, you know, he says, is it worth it? If you care about climate change, you probably shouldn't want Bitcoin to succeed. Yeah. In something like a little bit more here, in more economic terms, the power consumption of Bitcoin is 160 times the energy use of Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Facebook, and Apple all combined. You know, this is crazy. So going back to that, the Seeker YouTube video, you know, the rich and powerful, these corporations use most of the, consume most of the energy, produce most of the CO2. And now we have Bitcoin, which is like way surpassing all of it. All of these corporations, and it's like, yeah, I mean, do we want to, you know, do we want this continue if we really care about climate change? You know, so, and then, so also, hopefully this podcast, for all, anyone under the umbrella of climate change, this is a podcast for you. This is really why I'm at Breitmark, why I'm caring about the circular economy, because this is, it's one aspect that I don't think a lot of people think about. When we think about climate change and how to overcome it, you know, it's carbon capture technology. You know, Elon just put up, you know, $100 million prize money for, which that's all good. We want that. Carbon capture technologies, you know, solar, wind, you know, possibly even geothermal, nuclear fusion is something I'm paying attention to. So these are all good, and we want all this to happen, but I am on a different end of it, a little slice of it that's like, well, what do we do with all of our excess waste? America produces, we are in such excess. We produce so much more than we need to. And we need to kind of reimagine it, rethink our waste. And maybe we can turn it back into some fuel or just redesign it so it doesn't pollute. And that's a huge, that could be a huge part of fixing the problem. So that's what I want to stem from. And if I hope you guys are interested in this journey with me. I think this is super important. So this rebranding of this podcast is just, I've kind of found my niche now. I was diverging a year ago, you know, the state of startups, progress projects, but I think I found, you know, my specific progress project that I want to work on. So, you know, that's just the way things go. That's kind of where I'm at in life. And I hope y'all will continue to listen to me, and I hope you can spread the word to anyone else interested in this aspect. Because, you know, the reason why I want to be a megaphone is because I don't think a lot of Americans are thinking a lot about this. You know, it's a lot of European cities and countries. The UK, again, is like the leader of this circular economic movement. And I just think we need more voices in this space here in America. I think we are the biggest like producer of, you know, waste, and we need, you know, I think it's up to us to handle it. It's up to us to fix it. So we need support from all angles, you know, startups, small business, large enterprises, especially, you know, Walmart, Amazon need to change their ways, the carbon footprint, you know, and then governments, you know, local, start local. I want to hopefully have talks with city officials, state officials, and then hopefully the federal. We want to go all the way up to the federal. There's a lot of policy changes that need to be made. So anyways, guys, I'm going to leave it there. Again, this was kind of a teaser episode for what's coming ahead. I hope you guys are interested, and you know, ping me on Twitter, MattGabery1. You can find me there. Interact with me. Message me. Let me know what I should talk about next, and vice versa. You know, hopefully I'll have some guests on here soon, you know, not just, you know, people within my company, but I want to talk to others out there. So, okay, until next time, guys, take care, and we'll see you later.